It's a jungle out there. That seems like a pretty good description of our world. 2 weeks ago, we began looking at Paul's prescription for peace of mind in the confusion, the jungle of our world. We saw four things. If we are going to have peace of mind, we must stand firm as citizens of heaven. We must pursue peace with one another. We won't have peace of mind if we have conflict going on with our fellow believers. We saw that if we're going to have peace of mind, we must rejoice. That doesn't mean everything will be easy. Doesn't mean we will feel happy all the time. But it means we will rejoice in the Lord despite our outward circumstances. And then the fourth thing we saw 2 weeks ago is we must be gracious with others even when we disagree.
上两个星期我们看到呢，即使在我们有不同意见的时候，我们对彼此也有恩典。
This morning we're looking at some more of Paul's steps in his prescription for peace of mind.
今天我们来看更多的得到心灵平安的这个处方。
I want to remind you where we ended last time.
我们上次结束的时候。
That this peace is possible only in the Lord.
要想有这种平安, 只有在主里边。
We have this peace only as the Holy Spirit is working in us.
只有圣灵在我们里边做工, 我们才可能有这种平安。
Paul is not teaching us some kind of psychological mind games.
保罗不是在教我们一些心理上的游戏。
He's not saying bury your heads and just ignore the world around you.
保罗不是说把头埋在沙子里, 对你周围的事情都不看不顾。
But he's saying because you are in the Lord.
他说因为你在主里,
because you are his child.
因为你是他的孩子,
through the Holy Spirit working in you, you can have peace of mind in our troubled world.
因为圣灵在你里边做工, 所以在这样一个艰难的时代, 一个充满
The fifth of Paul's prescriptions for peace of mind
is
do not be anxious. This is what he says in starting in verse 5. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. The word he uses for anxious is a wonderful word. It means to be pulled in different directions.
保罗在这里讲到的焦虑这个词是一个很棒的词，它是表示你在被朝向不同的方向拉扯你。
I read that and I thought that's a good description of anxiety. You feel like you're being pulled apart.
我觉得说这真是对焦虑的一个很好的描述，好像你就觉得你被拽得四分五裂。
Schedules, commitments pull at you.
你的那个 日程表，还有你各种要做的事情，都在拽着你。
Fear of the future pulls at you. Demands from people pull on you.
对未来的焦虑，周围人对你的要求都在拽着你。
When you are anxious, it just feels like life is pulling you apart.
当你焦虑的时候，你就觉得，哎呀，这个生活简直是把你撕扯的不行。
Paul says you don't have to live that way.
保罗说你不需要这样来生活。
You can live without anxiety.
你可以过着一种没有焦虑的生活。That
does not mean your troubles will disappear.
不是意味着说你就没有任何麻烦事了。Paul
has many things to be anxious about.
如果讲保罗的话，他可以有很多事情来焦虑。He's
under arrest. They may kill him.
他已经是被软禁，被抓捕了，他们随时可以杀掉他。They
may keep him locked up the rest of his life.
他们可以把他整个终身监禁。
So when he says, do not be anxious, he does not mean you'll have no problems.
当保罗说一无挂虑的时候, 不是意味着你就没有任何麻烦了。
But he says, even with all of the problems I have,
保罗是说，即使我有这么多的麻烦，这么多的问题
，I refuse to be anxious.
我拒绝焦虑，拒绝担心。
I refuse to worry.
我拒绝去担忧。
Now you might read that and think, well, they didn't have so much to worry about back then.
然后你读了这个就想说，嗯，可能他们那个时代没有什么要担心的。
They lived in a simple world.
他们的世界很简单。
They didn't have expensive health care.
他们没有很昂贵的那个健康保险。
They didn't have hurricanes.
没有飓风。
They didn't have a stock market that was dropping.
他们没有这个股票市场蹭的就掉下来了。
And they didn't work for my boss.
他们更重要的是他没有我这样的老板。
Of course they didn't worry.
所以他们不焦虑。
But they had a lot of problems.
但是实际上他们有很多的问题。
Life in the first century was hard.
公元一世纪的生活是艰难的。
Some of the people that he's writing to in Philippi are slaves.
他所写信的这个受众有很多是奴隶。
Their masters are harsh.
他们的主人都是很严厉的。
Others are very poor.
那别的人就很贫穷。
Some are ostracized by their neighbors who are unbelievers.
因为他们是信主的人，所以有些就被他们的邻居排斥。
Family has pushed them out.
那就被家庭驱逐出去。
Life is hard.
生活是很艰难的。
And in the midst of that, Paul says, "Don't be anxious."
在这一切之中，保罗说，不要，应当一无挂虑。
I don't think Paul is ignoring the realities of life.
保罗不是说对这个生活的这个真实情况视而不见。
I think he's pointing back to the Sermon on the Mount.
我觉得保罗是指向登山宝训。
Where Jesus said,
主耶稣说,
don't worry about food, clothing, drink.
不要为生命忧虑,吃什么,喝什么,穿什么。
He says, unbelievers are always worrying about those things.
这外邦人总是为这些东西担心。
You don't need to worry about those.
你不需要为这些担心。
Now, he is not saying,
耶稣没有说,
those things are unimportant.
不是说这些东西都不重要。
He knows they are important.
他知道这些是很重要的。
We need food and clothing.
我们需要食物，需要衣服。
He doesn't say don't worry about them because they don't matter.
他主耶稣说，你们不用担心这些，是因为这些不重要。他不是这么讲的。
He says don't worry about them.
主耶稣说，你们不用担心这些。
Because your heavenly Father knows you need them.
因为你们的天父是知道你们所需用的一切东西。
And since we have a Father who knows our need,
因为我们有一位知道我们一切需要的父神。
We can leave it to Him.
我们可以把这一切需要要求都放在他的手中。
When my children were young,
当我的孩子小的时候
，I didn't want them to lay awake at night thinking.
我不想我的孩子半夜里睡不着觉在想。
I hope Dad.Feeds us tomorrow.
哦，我知道，希望明天爸爸有东西给我们吃。
I hope I have some clothes to wear to school.
我需要知道说我明天有衣服可以穿到学校。
Yes, those things are important.
这些事情是很重要。
But it was my job to provide them.
但是是作为我这个爸爸来提供这些给
他们。They didn't need to worry.
他们不需要去担心。
And I think God may be a little disappointed.
我觉得神对我们可能会有点失望。
When I lay awake at night.Worrying about the things he's already said, I will provide.
当我们在半夜里担心的睡不着觉，但是神已经告诉我会提供你所需要的一切的东西的时候，神会对我们有点失望。
I can have peace of mind.
我可以有这个心灵的
平安。I can avoid anxiety when I remember that my heavenly Father loves me and will provide what I need.
当我真的是知道说我的天父爱我，他也会提供我一切所需要的我。不需要去担心。
I read Paul's words, "Do not be anxious about anything."
保罗说，应当一无挂虑。
But his sentence begins with a phrase, "The Lord is at hand."
但是在这之前，他这句话是先说主已经近了。
Because the Lord is at hand, I don't have to be anxious about anything.
因为主已经近了，所以我可以一无挂虑。
God is near.
神。
The creator of the universe is close by, and so I can have peace of mind.
宇宙的创造者就在我旁边，所以我可以有里边的平安。
Tim Keller is a pastor in New York City.
这个提摩太·凯勒是纽约的一名牧师。
He recently retired after a lifetime of ministry, and they had an interview with him.
他最近退休了，所以他们有一个对他的采访。
One of the questions was this.
其中有一个问题是
What would you say to a young pastor who is just starting out?
说你对一个如果刚刚开始服侍的年轻的牧师，你会说什么呢？
And he's nervous about the future.
他对未来很担心。
A young Christian who is anxious about all the uncertainty in our world.
然后这个一个刚刚信主的年轻的基督徒对这个世界上的一切的不确定性非常的紧张，你会对他说什么呢？
What advice do you have?
那你会对他们有什么样的建议呢？
And I loved his response.
我喜欢他的这个回答。
He said, I would tell them this.
我会告诉他们。
If Jesus Christ was raised from the dead.
如果主耶稣基督从死里复活。
If he truly walked out of the grave.
如果他真的是从坟墓里出来了。
Then everything is going to be all right.
所有的一切都没事。
Whatever you're worried about right now, it's going to be okay.
你不管现在所担心的任何事情都会没事。
You see, think about the biggest anxiety in your life today.
想想你今天你最焦虑的事情。
The biggest problem you face.
你所面临的最大的问题。
Is it more difficult than raising Jesus from the dead?
难道比让主耶稣从死里复活更难吗？
If not,
如果不是的话，
Paul says you don't have to be anxious.
保罗说你不需要焦虑。
The Lord is near.
主已经近了。
The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you through the Holy Spirit.
让主耶稣从死里复活的大能也因通过圣灵靠着圣灵你也可以得到。
So I want to encourage you to pray something like this today.
所以呢，我鼓励你这样祷告。
Take that area you're struggling.
把你挣扎的那个方面。
The area that causes you the biggest anxiety in life right now.
让你现今在生命中最焦虑的一件事。
And say, God,
对神说，神啊。
This is my biggest worry.
这是我最焦虑的一件事。
But you're the creator of the universe.
但是你是宇宙的创造者。
You have the power to raise Jesus from the dead.
你有大能把主耶稣让他从死里复活。
And you have promised to take care of my needs.
你已经应许你会照顾我一切的需要。
So I'm going to turn my anxiety over to you.
所以我要把我的焦虑交给你。
I won't worry.
我不要再担心。
Because I know you are near.
因为我知道你已经近了。
And so I'm trusting you to take care of this area.
所以我相信你，信靠你在这方面你会照顾我。
Paul says, do not be anxious.
保罗说不要焦虑。
And then he says,
接着他说
pray about everything.
然后他说只要凡事祷告，借着祷告。
Verse 6, do not be anxious about anything.
第六节说应当一无挂虑。
But in everything,By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Paul puts two things together here.
在这里，保罗把两件事情并列放在这里。
Don't be anxious about anything.
一方面是说，一无挂虑。
Instead, pray about everything.
不要去挂虑，而是去借着祷告。
They go together.
这两个是同并行的。
If you pray about everything, he says, you won't need to worry about anything.
如果你凡事祷告，你就不需要为任何事情担心。
And I think the opposite is also true.
我觉得呢，反过来说也是正确，也是真实的。
If you don't pray about anything,
如果你不是凡事祷告，
you're going to need to worry about everything.
那你就会凡事担心忧虑。
He says, don't worry about anything.
所以保罗说。不要焦虑，不要挂虑。
Pray about everything.
凡事祷告。
And he uses three different words here that tell us how we should pray in times of trouble.
在这里，保罗用了三个不同的词来描述在艰难的时候、困难的时候，我们如何来祷告。
Do not be anxious about anything.
第一个是一无挂虑。
But in everything, the first word he uses we have translated by prayer.
第一个翻译的词是说靠着祷告。
It's the translation of a word that means to worship, to praise, to adore God.
这个祷告的意思呢，希腊文的意思就是爱慕、敬拜。
Paul says the first thing I should do when I start to worry.
当我一旦开始焦虑的、担心的时候，我要做的第一件事情就是
The first thing I should do when I'm in trouble.
当我一旦有麻烦，我第一件要做的事情就是
is to praise Him.
就是赞美神。
Now I was studying this week.
这个星期我在
and I thought
在准备讲到，我在想
that's out of order.
我说好像这个顺序不对啊。
The first thing I do when I'm in trouble.
当我一旦有麻烦，我第一件要做的事情就是
is say, God, I really need help.
就说神呐，我需要帮助。
Please take care of this.
神呐，请你管管这件事儿。
And then, after he takes care of it, I can go back and praise him.
然后呢，神如果把这些事情都照顾好了，弄好了，我可以再回去感谢他。
But then I realize why Paul starts with praise.
我再回去感谢赞美他，但是我就现在理解为什么保罗以赞美开始。
As I praise him.
当我赞美神的时候。
As I worship him.
当我敬拜他的时候。
I begin to remember how great he is.
我就开始想起来神是多么的伟大。
And it gives me confidence.
就给我这种确信。
That he is big enough to solve my problems.
他是如此的伟大，他可以有能力解决我的问
题。If I start by worshiping.
如果我是以敬拜开始。
If I start by remembering who he is.
如果我死于来回想神是谁。
Now I can pray with confidence.
我就可以带着确信来祷告。
And then he moves from that to the second word he uses, supplication.
他第二个用的词就是祈求。
That means to ask God for help.
那个祈求就是向神求助。
But again, I love the word he uses here.
我很喜欢他用的这个词。
Because it's not a simple little God, can you help me?
那不是一个小小说，哎呀，神呐。
It's not half-hearted.
不是那个三心二意、半心半意的问。
It is a word of earnest prayer.
是一个很迫切的祷告。
God, you are great. That was the adoration.
神啊，你是伟大的，那个是对神的爱慕、敬慕。
But God, I really need help.
但是神啊，我真的很需要帮助。
I need you to do something.
我需要你做一些事情。
This is the kind of prayer that Jesus teaches us in Matthew 7.
这就是主耶稣在马太福音第七章所教导我们的一个祷告。
He says, ask, and it'll be given to you.
他说，你们祈求就给你们。
Seek, you will find.
寻找就寻见。
Knock, it will be open to you.
叩门就给你们开门。
But the words that he used, they are present tense.
但是主耶稣在这里所用的所有的动词都是一个现在时。
They are ongoing.
它是一个持续不断的动作。
They describe kind of how your children were when they were young.
这个就描述了当你孩子小的时候他们的样子。
Daddy, I need help.
爸爸，我需要帮助。
And you're busy.
你正在忙。
And so you say, I'll be right there.
你说等一下，我马上就过去。
Daddy, I need help.
然后又来拽你说，爸爸，
I'm coming.
我需要帮助。哦，我马上就来。
Daddy, I really need help now.
爸爸，我现在就需要帮助。
It's that kind of urgency.
那就是那样的迫切。
Ask and keep on asking, Jesus said.
就是你。就是你寻求而且继续的寻求。
Seek and keep on seeking.
寻找你持续的寻找。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Knock and keep on knocking.
你叩门继续的叩门。
Why?
为什么?
Not because God doesn't hear us.
不是神听不到我们。
Not because he's kind of like I was when I said, it's okay, Austin, I'll get to it later.
然后他也神也不是像我说哦你等着我一会儿就来。
I said to my wife.
我对我太太说。
When I tell you I'll fix something, I'll fix it.
我告诉我太太说，我告诉你我会修理。
You don't have to remind me every 6 months.
我一定会修理，你不需要每六个月来提醒我。
It's not because God isn't paying attention.
不是神对我不在意。
It's because.
而是。
Prayer is more than just getting things from God.
祷告不单单说让神帮我们做什么事情。
It's building a relationship with Him.
而是跟神建立关系。
As I keep on asking, I'm talking with Him.
当我持续不断的去祈求的时候，
as
我在跟他谈话。
As I keep on seeking, I'm getting to know Him better.
当我持续的寻找的时候，我就更加认识他。
So Paul says.
所以保罗说
，ask.
所以说祈求。
Again this morning.
所以今天早晨。
What is the area that is disrupting your peace of mind?
到底是什么让你不太有这个里边的平安呢？什么事情扰乱了你的平安呢？
You can worry about it.
你可以为它担心。
You can run it over and over and over in your mind all night long.
你可以整天晚上就一直不断的想。
And by tomorrow morning, the problem will not be one bit smaller than it was when you went to bed.
到明天早晨，你哪怕担心了一夜，这个问题也不会变得小一点。
Paul says.
保罗说
，Do something different.
用个不同的方式来做。
Take it to God.
把这个带到神。
A God who cares about the things that trouble you.
这位神他在意让你担心。让你担心的事情。
If it's big enough to trouble you, it's big enough to bring to God.
如果这个事情让你担心，让你不安，那也就大到让你把它带到神面前。
And say, God, I know you are a great God.
你说神啊，我知道你是伟大的神。
I need your help.
我需要你的帮助。
He says, pray, worship.
然后就说，祷告敬拜。
Supplication.
就是祈求，祷告祈求。
And then thanksgiving.
然后接着就是感谢。
You remember the story of Jesus healing the 10 lepers?
记不记得主耶稣医治十个大麻风病人？
How many of the 10 lepers do you think were happy to be healed?
你说这十个被医治大麻风有多少人是高兴他的麻风病得到医治了呢？
All of them.
所有的人都很高兴。
They were all glad.
他们都很开心。
But only one of them took time to come back and say, Jesus, thank you.
但是只有一个花时间回来对主耶稣说谢谢你。
You know, sometimes we criticize those 9 lepers, and they were wrong.
有的时候我们会批评这九个大麻风病人，他们是错了。
But I thought about it this week.
但是我这个星期想。
If I'm healed of leprosy, I'm going to be wanting to go back to my family.
如果我是那个被医治的大麻风，我就想赶快回到我的家人当中。
I'm going to be excited.
我会很兴奋。
And it's easy to forget to take time to say thank you.
就是很容易。就是忘记花时间去对神说谢谢你。
So Paul says.
所以保罗说
，Pray with thankful hearts.
带着一个感恩的心去祷告。
Again, this is not just an empty set of words he's using here.
这个不是一个空洞的话语。
It is practical, realistic advice for finding peace of mind in our world.
这是在现今的世界有一个心灵的平安，一个很实际的一个解决之道。
Because one of the best antidotes to worry is thankfulness.
一个对于这个焦虑的最好的一个解毒剂就是感谢。
Worry does not grow very well in the soil of a thankful heart.
如果你有一个感恩的心，那个焦虑在一个充满感恩的土壤上是不太容易长出来的。
The more I can pray with thanksgiving,
我越能带着感恩的心去祷告。
The more it's going to cure my anxiety.
就会越来越医治我的这个焦虑。
So Paul says.
所以保罗说。
Don't be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
Instead, pray about everything.
而是凡事祷告。
Pray with praise.
带着一个赞美的心去祷告。
Pray with supplication.
带着祈求的心去祷告。
Pray with thankfulness.
带着祷告感谢的心去祷告。
I think we see a picture of what happens when we do this in Daniel 6.
我们在但以理书就看到，如果你这样做的话，会发生什么？
The king has signed a law.
这个国王呢，签了一个，颁布了一个法律。
For the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any other god, any god, is going to be thrown to the lions.
就是任在未来的三十天之内，向任何人或者任何神祷告，都要被扔在狮子坑里。
Daniel hears about the new law.
但以理也知道了这个禁令，这个法律。
He goes to his house.
他就到自己的家里。
And he does what he always does.
他就继续的做他平常做的事情。
It says he got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God.
他说一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前祷告感谢，与素常一样。
The king admires Daniel.
这个。国王呢很喜欢但是。
He doesn't want to kill him.
他不想杀他。
But the law is the law.
但是禁令就是禁令。
The king's reputation is at stake.
现在这国王的这个名誉这个受到威胁了。
So he throws Daniel into the den of lions.
所以呢他就把丹以理扔在了狮子坑里。
But remember.
但是你记住。
Daniel has been praying about everything.
丹以理是凡事祷告。
So he's not anxious about anything.
所以他就凡事都不担心，都不焦虑。
Now I can't prove all of this from scripture.
我没有办法从经文里来证明这一点。
But I think Daniel sleeps very well that night.
但是我觉得但以理那天晚上睡得很好。
There's nothing in the story that implies he had any fear, any worry.
在这个故事里没有任何地方暗示但以理有任何的焦虑或者是害怕。
He has been praying and he trusts God.
他在祷告，他也信靠神。
I think he just kind of leans up, uses a lion for a pillow, and goes to sleep.
他可能就靠着一个狮子当成枕头就睡着了。
But I do, I can prove from scripture what happens to the king.
但是我可以从经文里向你展示国王发生了什么。
Remember, he is back in the palace.
你知道他就住在宫殿里边。
He has a comfortable bed.
他有一个很舒服的床。
He has servants to bring him a sleeping pill if he needs it.
他也有仆人，如果他需要那个安眠药的话，仆人会给他带来。
But verse 18 says,
但是十八节说，
sleep fled from the king.
就是好像这个睡眠就离开了这个国王，他就睡不着觉。
Daniel sound asleep.
但以理睡得很好。
The king is pacing the floor.
然后这个国王就走来走去睡不着觉。
Early the next morning, Daniel tells us, early the next morning, the king comes to the lion's den.
然后故事讲到说，次日黎明，王就起来，急忙往
那里去。I imagine as he calls out, Daniel, are you okay?
然后他就哀声呼叫丹以理说，丹以理吗？你还好吗？
And Daniel yawns and says, hold on, I need to stretch and wake up before we talk.
然后丹以理就打个哈欠说，等一下，我伸个懒腰。
Daniel has prayed about everything.
丹以理凡事祷告。
So he's anxious about nothing.
所以他就凡事一无挂虑。
Prayer brings peace.
所以祷告带来平安。
The next verse in Philippians.
在腓立比书的四章第
四节。He says, pray about everything.
第一个他说凡事祷告。
And then he says,
接着他说，
and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding
神所赐出人意外的平安
will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus
必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
That word guard
那个保守那个词
suggest a military squadron protecting a treasure
它表示的就是有一个军队上的中队在保护一个珍宝。
Paul says if you will trust God
保罗说，如果你们信靠神，
He will guard your peace like a precious treasure.
就像保护珍宝一样，神会保护你，保守你的平安。
He will give you a peace that is beyond understanding.
他会给你超越人所能理解的平安。
Even when we don't have everything figured out,
即使我们不是每样事情都明白，我们还是有平安。
Let's move on to verse 8.
让我们来看第八节。
And we're not going to finish this verse today.
今天我们讲不完第八节。
It's a long verse and it needs a whole sermon.
那是一句比较长的经文，需要整个一篇讲道。
But I want to just start it.
我就开始讲一点。
Paul says in verse 8.
保罗在第八节说，
If you want to have peace of mind,
你想要有一个心灵的平安，
develop a healthy thought life.
你就要养成一个健康的思想生活。
A healthy mind.
你要有个健康的心思，健康的思想。
Now we all know we need to have healthy bodies.
我们都需要都知道说健康的身体的重要性。
So many of us try to develop good habits.
所以我们很多人就想养成好的习惯。
You know, we eat healthy foods, we go to the gym.
我们吃健康的食品，我们去健身房。
We have physicals, we avoid fats and sugars.
然后我们就去体检，然后吃的东西也不吃太油腻的东西。
I am now on the AARP mailing list.
我现在是有一个专门是给你介绍那种健康食什么东西的一个他们的邮寄单上。
For all of you who are on their mailing list, that just means you're old.
它有一个叫做什么 AARP， 当你如果收到这个名单，那就证明你年纪大了。
So I got something from them Friday.
所以星期五我接到他们一封信。
And the title was "Foods Not to Eat After 50."
然后就写的说五十岁之后不能再吃的食物。
I started looking through the list.
我一看这个清单。
I have to throw away everything in my freezer.
我的天哪，我要把我冻箱里所有的东西都给
扔了。I can't eat anything that I eat.
我现在所吃的东西都不能吃了，根据这个清单。
We put a lot of emphasis on healthy bodies.
所以我们很强调健康，身体的健康。
But even more importantly,
但是更重要的是，
we need to develop healthy minds.
我们需要养成发展出一个健
康的思想。And some of us don't give near enough attention to that.
我们很多人对这方面就不是特别注意。
But our way of thinking, our thoughts affect everything else about us.
但是我们思想的方式，我们的思想其实是影响我们的方方面面。
Those conversations you hold in your mind.
那些你在不断思想的过去发生的那些话语，那些对话。
Those that thinking.
那样的思想
that is shaping your destiny, your whole life.
在塑造你整个的生命，也在塑造你的位，你的那个目标，你的那个。
That's what Solomon said in Proverbs 23 when he says, as a man thinks, so is he.
所以这就是所罗门在箴言23章所讲的，一个人为人怎样，他就怎样思量。
You are becoming what you think.
你怎么样思想，你就变成那样的人。
Every area of your life is being affected by your thoughts.
你生活命的生活的方方面面都被你的思想所影响。
Your self-image,
你的自我形象。
Your marriage,
你的婚姻。
Your relationship with other people,
你跟周围人的关系。
Even your relationship with God,
甚至你和神的关系。
It's all affected by those conversations you have with yourself through the day.
就是你每天就是有一些自我对话，这些自我对话，你如何来思想，都会影响到你的这些关系。
Paul understood this because remember he's under house arrest.
保罗非常了解这方面，你知道保罗这时候是被软禁，他哪儿都去不了。
And so he has hours every day to think.
所以呢，他每天有好多的时间来想。
To think about the possibility they may kill him.
想一想这种被处决的可能性。
Time to resent the unjust treatment they've given him.
来心里面想想那些对他的不公待遇，心怀怨恨，可以来思想这些。
Even time to blame God.
甚至来思开始就是责备神这样的一个思
想。God, I've preached for you. I've started churches. I've been a missionary, and now this is what you're doing.
神啊，我为你讲到，我开始建立教会，我也做宣教士。现在你看，我就成这样了。
It would be easy for him to think that.
很容易就这样来想。
But he knows that he must learn to he must discipline himself to think right thoughts.
但是他知道他必须要就是训练自己的思想去想那些正确的东西。
And Paul knows something very important about how we think.
保罗知道我们如何来思想有多重要。
He knows that you cannot avoid negative thoughts by saying, "I won't think negative thoughts."
他说你没法不能说靠着说我不要去想这些。负面的东西就避免了，就不去想那些负面的东西。
Let me show you what I mean.
我给你告诉你是什么意思。
I want you to not think, do not remember any political ads you've seen in the last week.
我想你现在不要去想你过去一周所看到的任何的这个竞选广告。
How many of you just remembered a political ad that you saw
this week? 多少人刚刚就想起来一所见到的这个过去见到的竞选广告。
How many of you weren't listening?
多少人就根本没听。
If I say to you it's only an hour till lunch, don't think about lunch right now.
如果我说还有一个小时就要吃午餐了，不要现在去想午餐啊。
You're going to start getting hungry.
你现在就开始觉得饿了。
We cannot avoid negative thoughts by saying don't think about those things.
我们没有办法靠给自己说不要去想那些东西就不想了，就避免了那些负面的想法。
We avoid the negative thoughts by learning to think positive thoughts.
我们就是避免这些负面的想法呢，是去想这些积极正面的东西。
So Paul does not say this.
所以保罗没有说。
Do not think about things that are false.
不要去想那些不真实的。
Things that are dishonorable.
不可敬的。
Things that are unjust.
不公义的。
Things that are impure.
不清洁的。
He didn't do that.
他没有这样讲。
Instead, he says this.
他是这样说的。
Finally, brothers.
他说，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话。
Whatever is true,
凡是真实的,
whatever is honorable,
可敬的,
whatever is just,
公义的,
whatever is pure, whatever is lovely,
清洁的, 可爱的,
whatever is commendable,
有美名的,
if there is any excellence,
若有什么德行,
if there is anything worthy of praise,
若有什么称赞,
think about these things.
这些事情你们都要思念。
Now we're going to spend some time in this verse next time.
下一次我们会花时间讲这一句。
But for today, let me just tell you.
但是今天我就告诉你。
You will defeat negative and even sinful thoughts only as you replace them with positive and virtuous thoughts.
只有你用这个积正面的高尚的这个思想，你才能够击败这些不好的甚至是有罪的想法。
You see, many people face this battle.
很多人面临这个征战。
You come home from work.
你下班了。
You eat your supper.
吃完你的晚餐
drop into your favorite chair and pull up a TV show that is far from honorable or pure.
坐在你的那个最舒服的沙发上，然后开开电视，看的那个节目呢，远远不是说可敬的、清洁的。
And then later that night,
然后那天晚上呢
，you think, why am I battling such impure thoughts?
你就在想为什么我脑中有这么多
I don't want these temptations.
不清洁的想法呢我不想要这些
But you've spent 2 hours feeding your mind with something that is impure.
但是有两个小时的时间你的脑中所进到你脑中的东西都是不清洁的东西那 会发生什么呢
You think impure thoughts.
你就会想这个不清洁的念头
You stay up until 1 o'clock reading depressing news on the internet.
然后你到一直看到凌晨一点，再看那个让你很非常令人沮丧的新闻。
And when you finally try to go to sleep,
最后你终于决定要去睡觉了。
You can't sleep because of all of the negative frustrations you have.
然后，但是你就睡不着，因为这个所有的令人消沉的、令人沮丧的这些东西。
Paul says,
保罗说
，Don't do that.
别那样做。
Fill your mind with things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
让你的思想充满有美德的、值得赞许的事。
We'll look at this more next time, but for right now, let me encourage you to fill your mind with God's thoughts.
就是下次我们再细讲，但是现在我鼓励大家用神的想法、神的思想来充满我们的头脑。
Begin your day with Scripture.
你一天由经文、由圣经开始。
You don't have to get up at 4 o'clock and spend an hour studying Greek verb tenses.
你不需要早晨四点钟起来，花一个小时去学习这个希腊文的什么，时态。
Start your day with a psalm and the Lord's Prayer.
早晨以一篇诗篇或者主导文来开始。
Copy a promise from the Bible into your phone and memorize it during your lunch break.
然后呢？放一句那个经文呢，放在你的手机上，这一天就不断的来看、来背诵。
End your day with some scripture.
在你的一天中想到一些经文。
Say God.
对神说，神啊。
Thank you for watching over me today.
谢谢你今天看顾我。
And now I give the worries and the stress of this day to you.
我把今天的焦虑、把今天的压力都交给你。
Nothing complicated.
不是一点都不复杂。
Simply learning to think.New thoughts.
就是来学习，来想新的想法。
Developing a healthy mind.
就是养成一个健康的思想的习惯。
Paul says.
保罗说。
That will give us peace of mind even in all of the struggles of our world.
就在我们这个世界的动乱之中，那我们还是有心灵的平安。
One of my heroes is George Mueller.
我的一个英雄人物就是乔治·米勒。
In the 19th century, he.Built 5 orphanages.
在十九世纪的时候，他建立了五个孤儿院。
Cared for more than 10,000 orphans.
照料了超过一万个孤儿。
When he was 70 years old, he began traveling overseas to preach.
当他70岁开始的时候呢，开始全世界的旅游，不是全到全世界到处走。
Traveled to 42 countries after he was 70 years old preaching.
七十岁之后呢，去了42个国家去讲道。
He was a great man of faith.
在这里讲到说，对300万人讲道，他是一个
信心的伟人。When he opened his first orphanage, he decided that God wanted him to raise the money through prayer alone.
当他就是建立第一个孤儿院的时候，他决定说，神就是让他完全通过祷告来筹集募款。
And during his life, he raised millions of dollars without ever asking a person for money.
在他的这个建一生中间。他真的是有就是靠着祷告收到了100万的钱但是从来没有向任何一个人开过口
He would do it through prayer only.
他就是单单靠着祷告
One morning,
有一天早晨
He wrote later that the children in the orphanage sat down at the table
就是早晨在这个孤儿院孩子们都坐下来早餐桌前面
The table was empty
这个桌上没有食物
And the pantry was empty
然后那个食物柜里也没有任何东西。
But he started like he always did at mealtime.
他就开始就像他总是在那个用餐的时间。
By thanking God for their breakfast.
就为他们的早餐来感谢神。
And the kids could see there isn't any breakfast. It's empty.
然后孩子们都可以看到盘子上什么都没有，是空的。
But while he was praying, someone knocked on the door.
就在他祷告的时候，就听到敲门声。
And said, God told me to bring you some eggs and oatmeal this morning.
说神今天早上告诉我给你带来鸡蛋跟燕麦了。
All the years caring for orphans,
他这么多年就是照顾这些孤儿。
He later said they never missed a meal.
他从来没有说有一顿饭神没有提过。
He was a man of great faith.
他是大有信心的人。
But something that impresses me just as much.
但是另外一个让我印象深刻的就是跟这个一样的是
He was a man with great peace of mind.
他真的是大有平安的人。
Yes, God provided.
是的，神就是提供了一切。
But it was often at the last minute.
但是神基本上是在最后一分钟才出手的。
I'll tell you, if I have a whole orphanage full of people waiting for food and there's nothing in the cupboards, I'm going to worry.
如果是我，有一个孤儿院，大家都在等着食物，什么都没有，我肯定会担心。
But he didn't.
但是米勒没有。
Even his prayers.
即使他的祷告。
They're simple prayers.
都是很简单的祷告。
God,
神呐、啊、
This is what we need.
这是我们所需要的。
I know you'll take care of it.
我知道你会供应，你会照顾。
So I'll wait for you.
所以我就等着你。
Now I cannot claim either the faith or the peaceful mind of George Mueller.
我觉得我自己不可能像，没有办法说像米勒那样有他的信心和有他这样的这种平安。
But here's what Philippians 4 has been teaching me.
但是呢，腓立比书第四章教给我什么呢？
In a world that is full of trouble.
在这样一个充满动荡、充满艰难的世界。
In a world that wants to pull me apart.
这个世界想把我拉扯的粉碎的世界。
I can have peace of mind.
我可以有一个平安的心。
Some of you have jobs that are full of stress.
有的人，你们的工作有很大的压力。
Families that are full of pressure.
然后家里面压力也很大。
Marriages that are full of pressure.
然后婚姻也是压力很大。
In that world.
在这样的一个世界。
In the situations you face.
在你所面临的这个境况当中。
You can have peace of mind.
你可以有里边的心灵的平安。
Not by pretending that it isn't there.
不是假装说这一切麻烦都不在。
But by saying God,
而是说神呐、啊、
I'm going to trust you.
我要信靠你。
I'm going to pray about everything.
我要凡事祷告。
And I'm going to trust you to do what is right.
我要信靠你会做一切对的事。
And I'm going to begin filling my mind.
我要充满我的思想。
With the things that you want me to fill my mind with.
是你想让我充满我头脑中思想的这些东西来充满我
的思想。I'm going to learn to think like you want me to think.
我要像你所想期望我的那样来思想。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we live in a troubled world.
亲爱的主，我们是活在一个充满动荡麻烦的世界。
A world that seems to just be determined to destroy our peace of mind.
这个世界好像就是定义要摧毁我们心里的平安。
And many times we as Christians seem to struggle with this as much as anyone else.
我们作为基督徒，很多时候我们跟别人一样的挣扎。
But we don't have to.
但是我们不需要这样。
And so I pray for each one here this morning.
所以我今天为在场的每一位祷告。
That as I pray, they will pray.
在我祷告的时候，他们也在祷告。
God, here is the big problem in my life right now.
主啊，这是我生命中一个很大的问题。
Here is the thing that disrupts my peace.
这个是扰乱我心里平安的事情。
Here is the thing that's pulling me apart.
这个是把我拉扯的事情。
But God, I'm your child.
神呐、啊，我是你的孩子。
And so this morning.
所以今天早晨。
I turn it over to you.
主啊，我把这一切交在你的手上。
I trust you with it.
我把这一切。真的是交给你来
Because I know that you are powerful.
因为我知道你是大有能力的
And I know you're my father who cares for me.
你是爱我照料在意我的天父
And so Lord I give this to you.
所以主啊我把这一刻交在你的手上
And as it comes back.
当我们再来的时候
As I start to worry about it.
当我再次开始焦虑的时候担心的时候
I ask you to remind me.
主啊，请你真的就提醒我。
I've given it to you.
我已经把这个交在你的手上了。
I can trust you.
我可以信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.